Hello, and welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro and Associates. Get ready for another action-packed episode from our team that will help you save time, taxes, and keep more money in your pocket.
Hello, small business owners, and welcome to another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. My name is Mike Jezoshek. I'm a CPA and founder over here at Jetro. As we get even deeper into tax season, I want to touch on some additional changes that you will see as you start to get your taxes done this tax season. Last week, we focused on changes on the business side, but this week, I wanted to discuss changes on the personal side. So I want to start out first with the standard deduction. The new standard deduction nearly doubles for both single taxpayers and married taxpayers. As a result, many taxpayers may no longer be able to itemize. However, just because they can no longer itemize does not mean a taxpayer will see a tax increase. Many will actually see a tax decrease as a result of this change. Item number two, personal exemptions are being eliminated. This will have a significant impact on taxpayers claiming multiple dependents or those who have had large itemized deductions in the past. The third item, child tax credit, and this one gets an upgrade, so this is good news. If you have a tax balance due, the child tax credit can reduce your tax by up to $2,000 per child under 17. If you do not have a tax due, it can become a refundable credit of $1,400 per child, and that just means it's payable to you. And that's, again, if there's no tax due. If there is tax due, $2,000. The credit stays in place to a much higher income. Itemized deductions. State and local taxes, sales tax, property taxes, etc., can only be itemized up to $10,000. Anything over $10,000 is no longer able to be itemized. And this is a big hit for those states that have a high state income tax rate. Medical deductions are still itemized over 10% of income. However, for 2017 and 2018 only, this limit is 7.5%. Charitable contributions actually got a bump, so they're now capped at 60% of income instead of 50% previously. All itemized deductions previously subject to the 2% threshold are no longer deductible. So this can be a hit, especially for those that are paying for business expenses personally. So the items that were in this 2% threshold are tax preparation fees, investment fees, legal fees, and then the big ones, unreimbursed employee expenses. So employees who have significant work-related expenses may want to talk with their employers to renegotiate their agreements, as they will no longer be able to take that big write-off for those work expenses. In some very small circumstances, a change in employment status might be beneficial, but really needs to be reviewed heavily. Item number five, the estate tax. The federal estate tax exemption has increased significantly to $11 million per person. Item number six, moving expenses. They are no longer deductible except for military personnel. Item number seven, the standard responsibility payment, and this is that penalty if you do not have health insurance. 2018 will be the last year of that penalty. Starting in tax year 2019, the penalty is being repealed. So taxpayers can still obtain marketplace insurance, but they're no longer going to be penalized if they don't. Again, that mandate is still in place for 2018. So if you don't have insurance for 2018, you will see that penalty on there. Item number eight, teacher's deduction. The $250 deduction for teachers remains. Any amount above that can be included in charitable contributions, making sure that receipts are being managed. Item number nine, like-kind exchanges. Just like on the business side, these exchanges are now solely limited to real estate. Item number 10, education expense. Section 529 plans can now be used for elementary and secondary education with a $10,000 limit. This, however, the one thing it cannot be used to offset is homeschooling. So this does not count as a credit. It's just an extended allowance of that Section 529 plan. Item number 11, alimony. For divorce agreements or renegotiations after 12/31/2018, alimony is no longer deductible by the payer, and it's also not included as income by the recipient. This is ultimately the same law that has been in place for child support, but it now gets moved over to alimony as well. Item number 12, tax brackets. All tax rates have been decreased for all tax brackets. So that's good news for everyone. Item number 13, long-term capital gains. Gains that are sold or items that are sold over 1 year are still subject to that preferred treatment at a lower tax rate. And finally, item number 14, the alternate minimum tax. The AMT remains in place, but with typically higher exemptions. So those higher earners will not get hit by that AMT tax as hard as they might have used to. So that those are just, again, as we talked on the business side, these are just some of the major changes, the ones that I wanted to make you aware of. So again, just wanted to run through them again. Standard deduction, the standard deduction nearly doubles for everyone single and married. Personal exemptions are being eliminated. The child tax credit is $2,000 per child if you have a tax due. If you have no tax due, it's only $1,400 in a refundable or example payable to you payment. Itemized taxes, state and local, the big one, capped at $10,000. Charitable contributions got bumped up to 60% of AGI. And the huge thing for many employees will be the unreimbursed employee expenses, no longer deductible. Estate tax, federal estate tax, increased to $11 million per person. Moving expenses, no longer deductible. Healthcare, starting in 2019, there will be no penalty if you do not have healthcare insurance. Teacher's deduction remains at that $250. Like-kind exchanges, limited to real estate. Education expense, and this is where that 529 plans that can now be used for elementary and secondary education, but that's a $10,000 limit per year. Alimony, going to be treated very similar to child support, not deductible by the payer, and it's not included as income by the recipient. Again, this is for agreements or renegotiations after December 31st, 2018. Tax brackets, nearly everyone had lower tax brackets. Long-term capital gains, still treated the same, and the AMT remains in place, but it's typically for higher exemptions. So those are, again, on the personal side. If you're interested in some of the tax changes on the business side, tune into last week's podcast episode as we kind of touched on those. And just remember, this is just a scratch of some of those changes. So I want to make you aware of them. As you start to see tax returns come in, you're going to be seeing these. And so I just want to make you aware of it so that you can kind of ask your tax accountant how these might have affected you. So tune into next week. We're going to continue to talk about some of these tax items and just continue the discussion. But before I jump off today, I want to officially announce that we finally launched our new project that we've been talking about. This is a project that's been in the works for years. We've been building content for it, just really been focusing on building this out. This project is going to be an unbelievable asset for small business owners, especially those of you that are not yet ready to hire an accountant to help with bookkeeping. It's a learning course where we outline how to set up and manage a solid bookkeeping system for success from the start. I talk about how to set up, manage, and run payroll for your business. I then teach various tax strategies that can save you thousands in taxes each and every year. And that's really just the beginning. There's so much more into this program. And again, as mentioned, this is great for those really small businesses or startup businesses that want to manage bookkeeping in-house yet until they are really ready to have a professional manage their bookkeeping. Now, here's the best part about this course. It will be completely free. With one caveat, you need to sign up for a Xero. It's a cloud bookkeeping software account directly through us. Now that Xero account is the same price that Xero charges. You get this. You just get in addition this free training program on the back end. So there are two options for the Xero software: $30 per month if you need invoicing. Otherwise, if you don't need to send invoices or bills, it is $20 per month. Again, same charge that Xero is going to. Same price that Xero is going to charge you, except you get this free training program on the back end. To check out more about this, sign up, go to www.jetrotax, that's JETROTAX.CO/challenge. So it's www.jetrotax.CO/challenge. And there you can see the information we have and sign up for this program. If you have any questions about this program, definitely feel free to reach out to me. We're really excited. We think it's going to be a great asset and a great tool for those businesses that, like I mentioned, just aren't quite ready for an accountant yet, but want to have things set up the right way. And it makes for an easy transition that when your business does grow to that point where you do need that help, it's easy to transition that account that you've been building yourself the right way through training. So thanks for everyone for tuning into this week's episode. We will continue to touch on important items, like I mentioned, in the next coming episodes here. So continue to, if you're interested in continuing this discussion on tax items, our new program, whatever it might be, join our free Facebook group where we give away bookkeeping and tax information that others are charging thousands for. To join our Facebook group, simply search in Facebook, Small Business Tax Secrets, and it will be a group that pops up that you can join. I look forward to seeing you in there and continuing this discussion and just helping you grow your business. So if you enjoy our weekly episodes, I just ask you, please leave a review on whatever platform you might be listening to us on and share with other business owners. This is information that's great for all business owners. So share that information so that they can be helped out as well. If there's a specific topic you want us to touch on, shoot me an email, hit me up in the Facebook group, whatever's easiest, let me know and we can move that into our schedule. Again, thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. I will see you next week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro and Associates. If you have any questions, feel free to email them, tax@jetrotax.com. We have packages for small business owners starting at just $75 a month. If you enjoyed our podcast, please take the time out to give us a 5-star review in iTunes or wherever you listen. This helps us to bring you useful tips to help you grow your small business. Thanks for listening and have a great day.